data, 1.7 million Central American. Mexican illegal aliens living in U.S. despite deportation orders. By John Binder on March 12, 2019. There are more than 1.7 million illegal aliens from Central America and Mexico who have deportation orders or pending deportation orders that have yet to be deported from the United States. Documents obtained by the Immigration Reform Law Institute, IRLI, reveal that there are roughly 1.74 million illegal aliens from Central America and Mexico that continue living in the U.S. despite orders to be deported. The federal data found that there are nearly 645,000 illegal aliens from Central America and Mexico who have final orders for deportation and about 1.1 million illegal aliens from Central America and Mexico with pending deportation orders. These illegal aliens include 574,170 from Mexico, 446,551 from El Salvador, 380,912 from Guatemala, 339,443 from Honduras. From Mexico, alone, there are about 194,000 illegal aliens living in the U.S. who have been ordered deported and 381,000 Mexican illegal aliens who are living in the country while their deportation orders are pending. The illegal immigration problem in America is bursting at the seams, early Executive Director Dale Wilcox said in a statement. Among the roughly 12 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the United States, we have a population greater than the city of Philadelphia's that have been ordered removed or has pending final removal orders from Central America and Mexico alone, Wilcox said. Instead of taking on more aliens from caravans, our country should expedite the removal of those who have already received due process and been given removal orders. The more than 1.7 million illegal aliens with deportation orders from Central America and Mexico is more than twice the population of Boston, Massachusetts, more than 25 times the population of Portland, Maine, and about double the population of South Dakota. Last month, there were more than 76,000 illegal border crossings and inadmissible foreign nationals, the most in this month in 12 years, a record high of monthly illegal immigration for President Trump's administration. Experts now project that illegal border crossings for this calendar year will be more than three times what they were in 2017 and nearly double last year's total crossings. The projection predicts there to be more than 840,000 illegal border crossings this year, though Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen predicts about 900,000 crossings for the year. Today, the majority of the U.S.-Mexico border remains open. At the same time, the U.S. has continued funding border walls and border security programs in Pakistan, Afghanistan, Egypt, and Lebanon.